Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Yo, minasan, it's the manga sensei again. Thank you for joining the Manga Sensei podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about pitch accent. Specifically, we're going to be talking about the mora, or in other words, we're going to be talking about the basically the emphasis where that is at on the word. Now, often words are kind of confusing when we start talking about high or low. So what does that first off mean? So if I say something along the lines of be careful in Japanese, I'm going to say kiotsukeru, kiotsukeru. If you notice, I said ki was sounded higher in pitch. So when I were to sing a song, I could sing it high, me, 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 or I can sing it low, me, 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 me. So each one of those is going to be higher, the me, 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 or the lower, me, 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 me. And so I have that pitch difference. That's going to be the same thing in Japanese. Different syllables are going to take upon different, you catch that? They're going to take on different pitches up or down on that spectrum. Now, it's going to be either high or low. That is it, okay? 気をつける。気をつける。 Ki is lower. をつける。気をつける。 Now, there is a specific rule that comes along with these moras that is very, very important to realize. What happens is the first syllable is going to be different than the second syllable, okay? No matter what, and whatever word you're using, the first syllable is going to be different than the second syllable. We're going to have a switch. So if the first one is high, the second one will be low. If the first one is low, the second one will be high. Now, there is a second rule that's also very, very important to this, okay? If it is low and goes high, so for example, if it is like a word like baiteng, bai teng, bai is lower, and then teng, bai teng, the e is actually up as well, bai teng, right? Or if I say benkyo, be nkyo, be is lower, kyo is higher, benkyo, benkyo. Now again, I'm not going to try to act like a native speaker of Japanese. This is simply how I've learned it, and I believe scientifically have proven to be correct within the pitch of that particular accent. If you'd like to check out more, you can check out Dogen, who's a great guy on YouTube that I want to have on the podcast. Dogen, if you're listening, I'm a huge fan. Simply type in D-O-G-E-N, Dogen. I would watch to think of every one of his videos. Okay, I digress. Back to this thing. However, if it is low and goes high, it can return to, at the end, it can return low, but it'll never go high again. In other words, if we see this like a mountain, you can go up the mountain and down the mountain, or you can go up be on top of the mountain and go down the mountain, but you'll never go back up the mountain again, okay? You'll never see high, low, high, but you will see low, high, low, okay? I'll repeat that again. You will see low, high, low, but you'll never see high, low, high. You never go back up the mountain. It's too much. There's a saying in Japanese, if you go to Japan and don't climb Mount Fuji, you're a fool. If you go to Japan and you climb Mount Fuji, you're great. If you go to Japan and climb Mount Fuji twice, you're an even bigger fool. So you don't want to go back up the mountain, okay? So if I say a word like hana, ha, na, lower, taller, right? Ha, na, a, me. So we have, for example, this is a great example. If I want to say candy in Japanese, is ame, lower, higher. If I want to say the word for rain, it's ame. It's higher than lower, okay? We're going to practice this a little bit more throughout the week. We're going to go over this again tomorrow, so if you don't understand it fully, make sure you check out tomorrow's episode. We're going to go over this pitch accent. This is one of the hardest things about Japanese, and it almost comes naturally when you start speaking to native speakers and copying or shadowing their intonation, which is an activity that I recommend to all of my listeners. So if you have any questions about this or any of my other episodes, make sure to hit me up on my Instagram or on my Twitter at The Manga Sensei, or you can send me an email at mangalord@mangasensei.com. You can also check out my website, manga-sensei.com. Free tons of stuff there, and I will see you tomorrow. Until then, remember, it takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent in Japanese. So let's make mistakes. Jane.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.